welcome into the April 1992 edition of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. Hello, I'm Fred Vobia. We've got a lot of information to cover on this particular edition of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. And welcome to the April 1975 edition of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. Hello, I'm Fred Vobia. We've got a lot of DX information to pass along on this edition. And, of course, the usual guys, Jerry Starr, Phil Wayne, and the whole Hee-Haw gang will be up and coming. So don't you miss it. Welcome to the April 1965 edition of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. Hi, this is Fred Bobby coming to you from 4045 Barstow Avenue in Toledo, Ohio, 43623 with the DX Audio Service.
I've been
Come See About Me. That's a fantastic song. I bet hits the number one position on the WLS Silver Dollar Survey. And the Chi-Town Madman, Mr. WLS himself, Mr. Phil Wayne, will be in a little bit later on with some current air checks from the DX Audio Service archives that you won't want to miss, so stay tuned. I'd like to remind you that the National Radio Club is looking for one or more National Radio Club members to represent and promote the National Radio Club at the Dayton, Ohio Hamvention, April 24th through the 26th. Volunteers would deliver sample copies of DX News Magazine and other materials to help the NR Club booth and possibly help conduct a listeners forum on April 26th from 11:15 until 1 p.m. At the least, you should deliver materials to the table. If interested, write to Paul Swearingen at 2840 Southeast Illinois Avenue, Topeka, Kansas, 66605-1427, or you can give him a call at area code 913-266-5707. Prepaid, please. Albert S. Lobel at Post Office Box 26762 in San Diego, California, 92196-0000 will verify that you heard his business commercial on KBBN 100.1 if you send him a cassette tape with the commercial recorded on it. Include a stamp for his letter and return postage for the cassette. Note, this is not an actual station reception report. The Hollow State newsletter is up and running again with Dallas Langford editing and Ralph Sanserino publishing. If you'd like to subscribe, send $5 for 4 issues to Ralph at 11300 Magnolia, number 43, Riverside, California, 92505. Back issues are $1.25 each. And in his spare time, Ralph also publishes IRCA's DX Monitor. I'm sure he'd send you a sample copy for a dollar. We'd also receive a sample of copy bulletin of the Drake SPR4 International Club. Rick Spitz is the editor at 5210 14th Street West, number 11 in Branton, I believe it is, B-R-A-D-E-N-T-O-N, Florida, 34207. And I'm sure Rick would send you a sample copy of the bulletin for a buck or two. He's also looking for articles about the venerable SPR4 for the bulletin. Mention that you're a National Radio Club member if you contact him. Well, it's time now to take a look at what's going on with the wide world of call letters. And here he is, Mr. Jerry Starr from WHOT.
77 WABC, the fun capital of fun city.
Hi, everybody. This is Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News, and it looks like 1965 is going to be a very active year for call letter changes. We have a lot of them. Let's start on 880. KMFR Phoenix, Oregon becomes KTMT. 930 WSOC Charlotte, North Carolina changes to WYFQ. 960 WXLO Fitchburg, Massachusetts becomes WFGL. On 1020, KCFA in Eagle River, Alaska becomes KNNS. As you recall, a few months ago, they applied to change to KTMW, but they changed their mind and they have now changed to KNNS. By the way, that's a silent station that is now back on the air. On 1080, WXLN, Louisville, Kentucky becomes WDJX. On 1110, WHIM, East Providence, Rhode Island changes to WWRX. 1130 WBZL, Brazil, Indiana goes back to a former call, WSDM. 1140 KLUC, North Las Vegas, Nevada changes to KZAP. 1150 WYNE, Kimberly, Wisconsin becomes WHPY. On 1230 KTDO, Toledo, Oregon becomes KZUS. Two changes on 1240 KZID, McCall, Idaho changes to their former call of KMCL. That's also a silent station that is going to be coming back on the air. Also on 1240, WWON, Woonsocket, Rhode Island becomes WOON. 1260, new station in Santa Fe, New Mexico will be KVSF. That, of course, is the call that the former occupant of 1260 used, but this is a new station. The former station on 1260 was deleted by the FCC. On 1290, WPBG, West Palm Beach, Florida, becomes WBZT. Two changes on 1340, KKAM, Fresno, California, changes to KBOS, and WWPZ in Petoskey, Michigan, becomes WMBN. On 1360, KLFF, Glendale, Arizona, changes to KNNS. 1430, KFIG, Fresno, California, changes to KWDO. 1450, WDSG, Dyersburg, Tennessee, becomes WTRO. 1460, WRLB, Florence, New Jersey, will be WIFI. And finally, on 1570, two changes. KTER, Terrell, Texas, becomes KPYK. And WMYM in Minocqua, Wisconsin, becomes WMQA. Looking into otherness in edition number 279, starting on 610, CKXJ, Grand Bank, Newfoundland, this station is silent and has no plans to return to the air. 730, KBSU, Boise, Idaho, silent station, back on the air. 910, WVVO, Dorchester, South Carolina, this station is silent. 940, KSWM, Aurora, Missouri, this silent station has returned to the air. 950 WKZX in Presque Isle, Maine. This silent station's license has been terminated by the FCC and its call letters deleted. 970 CFIQ, Harbor Grace, Newfoundland. This station is silent and likewise has no plans to return to the air. On 1000 WKYB, Hemingway, South Carolina. This silent station has returned to the air and we have had a report that they are off the air once again. We can't confirm that. On 1130 KLEI, Kailua, Hawaii. This long silent station has been terminated by the FCC and those call letters have been deleted. Same thing on 1200 with KDXA, Virginia City, Nevada. That station was deleted back in July of 1991. It's a CP that was never built. On 1240, KLVJ, Mountain Home, Idaho. This station is silent. 1250, KHIL, Wilcox, Arizona is silent. Also on 1250, WXOX in Bay City, Michigan. This station went silent in December of last year, but came back on the air the beginning of February of 92. On 1290, WNRS, Saline, Michigan. This station is silent, but plans to return to the air shortly. On 1340, KPDN, Pampa, Texas. This station has also been deleted by the FCC, and its license has been terminated. It hasn't been on the air for several years. 1420, KKTT, Bernalillo, New Mexico, northern suburb of Albuquerque. This station's license was deleted by the FCC way back in March of 91. We just now found out about it. Its call letter is likewise deleted. It is another news station that was never built and let its license run out. Same thing happens on 1450 WWAK, Redwater Lake, Florida. License has been canceled and the call deleted. 1510 KIDZ, Independence, Missouri. Reports reaching us say this station is silent once again. On 1530 WDAW, Haymarket, Virginia, another station that was never built, the license was canceled, and the call has been deleted. On 1560 KKID, Salisaw, Oklahoma, this station is silent. By the way, if you're an FM listener, their FM station is also silent. On 1570 WGLX, Galleon, Ohio, this station went silent in August of last year, but now plans to return to the air, according to the station, sometime in March. We can't confirm if that's happened yet. Also on 1570 KRQY, Coburg, Oregon, another news station that was never built. Its license has been canceled and its call deleted. And finally on 1590 WFJT in Inez, Kentucky, this station has been silent for several years. The FCC has now canceled its license and deleted those call letters. Now moving on to edition number 280, only three call letter changes. On 570, WGMS, Bethesda, Maryland, becomes WTEM. That, by the way, will be pronounced TEAM as the station takes on a new all-sports format. On 1350, KBAD, Bakersfield, California, becomes KBID. And on 1370, KKMJ, Rollingwood, Texas, becomes KGGY. Looking under otherness, in edition number 820, on 620, WKNI, Lexington, Alabama, this station is silent. 840 KWPN, West Point, Nebraska. This station went silent when their tower was toppled during an ice storm late last year. What remained of the tower had to be taken down because it was unstable. They went back on the air with a temporary long wire antenna, but matching problems forced them to run at a greatly reduced power. Their new tower has just recently been put up, and the station is now back operating at full power once again. 890 WHNC, Henderson, North Carolina. This station was silent, but only for a few weeks, and it is back on the air already. 1290 WXKL, Sanford, North Carolina. Silent station has returned to the air. 1350 KBID, Bakersfield, California, which was silent under the old call, and we mentioned that change just a moment ago. That station is now back on the air once again. 1450 WZLB in Rome, New York. This station is now rebroadcasting programming from WTLB, which is on 1310 in Utica, New York. And on 1570 WQAI, Fernandina Beach, Florida. This station was silent but is now back on the air. They're programming classical music. When we were in Florida a few weeks ago, we had a chance to listen to their programming. Sort of unusual to hear classical music on AM radio anymore. Finally, we move on to edition number 281 with a number of call letter changes. On 650, KORL Honolulu, Hawaii finally decides to change to KHNR. They applied for that call letter change a few months ago, changed their mind, and now they're applying for it again. And we understand that call letter is on the air with their Honolulu news radio format. 680 WODZ Memphis, Tennessee becomes WEZI. On 690, WLKE Oshkosh, Wisconsin changes to WXOL. 740, WDFZ Tullahoma, Oklahoma becomes WJIG. 990, KTUN Santa Barbara, California changes to KSSM. 1150, CKOC Hamilton, Ontario becomes CKMO. Two changes on 1280, WKQG Rochester, New York becomes WPXY. And KTTX in Brenham, Texas becomes KWHI. On 1290 WNRS in Saline, Michigan, we told you a few editions ago about this station being silent but planning to come back on the air. When they do, they'll have a brand new call, WIQB. 1320 KUTR in Salt Lake City, Utah becomes KCPX. 1420 WYNG Coos Bay, Oregon changes to WYYG. 1550 WFXA Augusta, Georgia changes back to a former call, WTHB. And on 1560 WRDJ in Daleville, Alabama becomes WTKN. Finally, we look down through otherness in edition 281. We find on 650 KUUY Orchard Valley, Wyoming. The license of this silent station has now passed to new owners as part of a bankruptcy proceeding, and this station is expected to return to the air. On 610 WKXB, Smyrna, Tennessee, this silent station also has new owners and will be coming back on the air, as will on 910 WLAS, Jacksonville, North Carolina, who had the for sale sign out for a long, long time. They have finally secured new ownership and are expected to return to the air. On 1000 WHEV in Garner, North Carolina, that station has gone silent. 1040 KCBR Monument, Colorado near Denver, this silent station has returned to the air. 1080 WKKE St. Paul's, North Carolina, this silent station returned to the air but went silent again in January of this year. 1290 WCCC Hartford, Connecticut, the station that went silent to relocate their transmitter site, they are back on the air. Also on 1290, we told you about WOMP Bel Air, Ohio, suburban Wheeling, West Virginia, the station that burned down over the holidays. Well, they've rebuilt the station and WOMP is now back on the air. On 1380 WHES Bishopville, South Carolina, this silent station has returned. 1450 WUJM Charleston, South Carolina, this station has gone silent. On 1450 WTRO in Dyersburg, Tennessee, this station is now on this frequency, having moved from 1330 to take over these facilities, which were abandoned when WDSG went out of business. So now you can move WTRO to 1450. 1480 WDIX Yadkinville, North Carolina, their application to move the station to 1470 has been denied by the FCC, so it looks like this station will be staying on 1480. 1490 KTOB, Petaluma, California. This station went silent in February of 92. On 1520 WTRI, Brunswick, Maryland, another station that has gone silent. And a little note on 1530 about WDJZ in Bridgeport, Connecticut. This station has been sold, and the new owners will be rebroadcasting programming from the station they already own, which is WFNW, on 1380. So you hear that programming in both 1380 and on WDJZ 1530. Now we're going to take a quick look at some radio station licenses that are about to be revoked by the FCC. The commission has targeted the following stations to have their license revoked for being off the air without authority for extended periods of time. The stations are apparently abandoned facilities that have not responded to FCC letters of inquiry. The commission has sent them show cause orders. If these orders are not responded to in a certain period of time, these stations will be canceled and their call letters will be deleted. Stations include on 1130 WKIJ Parrish, Alabama, 1170 WDAT Amory, Mississippi, 1320 WAGF Dothan, Alabama, also on 1320 WFRK Coleman, Florida, 1340 KBRS Springdale, Arkansas, 1390 WAPR Avon Park, Florida, 1500 KOKY Jacksonville, Arkansas, on 1510 WPSC Pageland, South Carolina, and on 1550 WORI Oak Ridge, Tennessee. One of the stations that was included on this list from the FCC was sort of a surprise. That station was on 1450 KMHT Marshall, Texas. That station, although being off the air for a long time, is now back on the air and operating once again. So perhaps those messages may have crossed in the FCC mail. And finally, before we go, we want to answer a couple questions posed by DX Audio Service listeners. Marcy Scott, last edition, asked about call letters, the same call letter being used in two different cities, and yes, that can be done, although the call letter can't be used for the same type of station. In other words, two AM stations can't have the same call, but an AM and FM station can have the same call in different areas. Classic example here in Ohio is WONE AM is in Dayton, and WONE FM is in Akron. Those are about 200-300 miles apart. And also, we want to acknowledge a nice informative letter from Dennis Gibson out in California, who writes to inform us that the city of Salinas, California is pronounced Salinas and not Salinas, as I have been saying. So thank you for setting us straight on that. Unless you live in an area, sometimes you just don't know how to pronounce the local names. For instance, here in the Youngstown area, where the airport is in the town of Vienna. It's spelled like Vienna, but it's pronounced here Vienna. We have a town south of us that's called East Palestine, although it's spelled Palestine. So from area to area, there are certain pronunciations that are kind of a mystery unless you live there. So if we say the name of your city wrong, please write to us and let us know. And with that, we'll wrap it up for AM Switch for this month. I'm Jerry Starr, and I'll see you in about 30 days with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. And right now, boys and girls, it's that magic time of year when we say it's time to switch to John Bowker down in sunny Florida. At least I think he's in Florida. Our wanderer could be anywhere, but we think he's in his beautiful new studio. Last month, we had a chance to visit John in his new home in Florida and get a chance to see the Travelogue studio. As a matter of fact, don't tell John, but when he was out of the room, I actually sat in his Travelogue chair. Now, here's John Bowker.
Good morning, listening on AFRTS.
I see you're standing well clear of me this month, Jerry. Good show. Alan saying, yes, it was good to see you here on the Sun Coast this month. Probably a nice change from Eastern Ohio that time of year, wouldn't you think? But we're ready to travel even away from here, far and wide, with our radios and tape recorders running in the motorhome in order to pick up some of those station breaks that you hear here on the Travelogue each month. And, you know, it occurs to me, just a closed circuit to Tom Jackson. Welcome to our new subscriber, and to others also. By the way, don't worry about that station in Vancouver, Washington, at 910 on the dial, Tom. Just because you didn't hear it, at least here on the Travelogue. In fact, the only stations you hear on this program segment of the DX Audio Service are those that my family and I and nearly 30 subscribers to the audio service have recorded and sent to us here over the last couple of 3 years. So if you find we don't have a station on the Travelogue that's near you, make a clear cassette tape of that station's legal ID and a little bit more and a little bit, you know, a little before and a little after the ID. Usually it's best to do that on the hour, as was discussed last month by Bill Hale. Anyway, send us the cassette, and what we do is add it to the Travelogue collection. Your name gets tagged to it in the index, of course. But, so there you are, Tom. That's why you didn't hear the Vancouver station. Nobody has sent it in to us, and it won't be until this summer that I'm out that way, as a matter of fact. But I'm going to leave to someone else the answers to your other question about what happened to the music programming on AM radio over the years, except to say that FM does suffer less from interference, and therefore music does sound better on FM, and AM is perfectly good for voice and sports, so I guess things have just naturally migrated the way you commented. Well, now let's see. Here we are ready to roll the 930 IDs for you. This is a regional channel with a maximum power of U.S. stations limited to 5,000 watts. In Canada, they can go up to 50,000 watts. That doesn't seem fair, does it? So what do you say? Let's go on with the travelogue for April 1965.
They stop him at the 20-yard line. The Browns have stopped the Patriots. Paul Harrison hit him. So goes that effort. 1:43 left. Let's pause for station identification. This is the New England Patriots Football Network.
You're listening to New England Patriots Football on 930. Real Country, WWNH, Rochester, Dover, Portsmouth.
Now, any of you who have stayed with the travelogue over a period of time know that when we have an updated ID from an old one like that, we play it immediately. But after all, this is 1965, and that is the present call sign in Rochester, New Hampshire, as are the rest of these for the next few minutes anyway.
This is your favorite radio address. In Holyoke, this is radio station WREB 930 on your radio dial.
You're in tune with 930 Radio, WYZR, and WYZR FM 104.9 on your FM dial, Johnstown, New York.
And now, news from Western New York's number one radio station, WBEN, Buffalo.
And off we go into the 6 o'clock hour on a Sunday on WPAT, AM and FM Patterson, a Park Communications station, first in beautiful music for the greater New York area. I'm Jan Oakes, and coming up, Sergio Mendez with a one-note samba and the Spanish Flea.
WCNR in Bloomsburg, Radio 930.
Are you keeping up with us so far? We've been through New York State, all of New England, New Jersey, and now we're out in the middle of Pennsylvania. Why do you say we head south now to the state of Maryland?
You're listening to WFMD in Frederick, Maryland, Radio 93. It's now 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
CBS News, Alan Jackson reporting on the CBS Radio Network.
Well, thank you, Mr. Jackson. as we move to Georgia and Florida, there's a little tale that goes along with some of this here. Tim Stewart up at WTAL, he's an announcer in TAL in Tallahassee. He's been contributing some thoughts and ideas here for the last couple of months on the DX audio service and particularly to the travelogue. Tim, what was your view here, your comment about this station in Georgia?
Here's a real exciting treat for you.
Yeah,
the worst sounding radio station you've ever heard, WMGR in Bainbridge, Georgia.
I think you're probably right. As a matter of fact, having listened to it myself, here, this is what Tim was talking about.
Station of the top of the town news and community calendar brought to you the service of the First Federal Savings Bank of Bainbridge. Time now to join ABC News in progress. You are listening to WMGR, Bainbridge, Georgia.
Not only, by the way, that's with the high frequencies boosted slightly at this end, Tim. A muffleder sound I haven't heard in a long time. Maybe WWSR in St. Albans, Vermont was pretty muffled at one time. They were pretty bad, but that really takes the cake, I must admit. And did you notice they went into the ABC News late? Sounds to me like they even have a muffled clock. Well, now what can I tell you? This next station here is on the beautiful sun coast of Florida, about 25 miles from where I'm sitting. And in order to get anything of a clean ID on this 930 station from Sarasota, I had to go to just about the outskirts. I had to go south of Bradenton, anybody who wants to look that up on a map, to get this ID. And I had to get it on my way to school one morning, and I don't like to get up this early.
Good morning. 66 degrees at 8 o'clock at WKXY Sarasota. This is WKXY News, brought to you by...
Yeah, brought to you by anybody. 8 o'clock in the morning doesn't exist when you're retired, let me tell you. Okay, let's move along now. Dale Ham brought us this one from the state of Alabama.
Once again, our present temperature stands at 89 degrees, going down to around 70 tonight. And you're listening to the Joy 930, WJBY, Rainbow City, Kinston.
WSEV, Sevierville, Tennessee.
WKCT Radio, 930, Bowling Green, Kentucky.
WEOL, Elyria, Radio 93, with studios in Elyria and Lorraine. The time, 8 a.m.
Okay, with us so far on this 1965 sweep of stations at 9:30 on the dial, we're up in Michigan. We're going to come down now into Indiana and then go over to Illinois and up into Wisconsin and out to Oklahoma and California, so you stay with us here.
The music memories are made of. EZ93, WHON Centerville, Richmond. Time for news via satellite from the Mutual Broadcasting System and with Mike Davis from WHON.
Unemployment up. Dukakis rehires an...
I didn't know they had satellites in 1965. Fred, isn't that amazing? And who's this fellow Dukakis?
Let's go on.
Leader, AM 930, WTAD, Quincy, Hannibal, Keokuk.
CBS News, I'm Vicki Kelly.
How many stations do you know interrupt their own jingle to give their station break? Not very many. Oklahoma, here we come.
WKY, Oklahoma City.
Wait a minute, we skipped Wisconsin, but I guess that's all right. We also skipped Delaware about 10 minutes ago. We'll fix those right now.
WAFL AM Milford.
All right, that takes care of Delaware. Now here's Wisconsin.
Tell a friend about 93 AM WLBL Auburndale Stevens Point.
Okay, I think we have the bugs out of the system. Let's go to Los Angeles.
Charlie Tuna, KHJ Los Angeles.
KHJ, should be fair and warmer today. High of 70 and no smog. Pretty day. With pretty music and a pretty radio and me, I'm pretty Charlie Tuna. Here's pretty Ray Price.
Well, okay. That really completes the sweep of stations that we have on tape that were using the same call letters, same cities. Gadsden, Alabama, Rainbow City, same thing, really. But using the same city and everything back in 1965. But we do have more stations at 9:30 on the dial, about that many again. Let's go through them rather quickly here. And this brings us up to 1992. Well, I should tell you on this first one, notice how they work their West Coast ownership into their station break.
WKOS Rochester, original hits from the New Hampshire coast on KOST AM 930.
CBS News, this is Frank Setapani. The government is blasting away at the gun that's been called the weapon of choice.
See how I feel.
WYUS, Milford, Delaware.
This is Country Report. I'm Chris Lane, the Statler Brothers.
Join us again next Saturday afternoon for another live Metropolitan Opera Radio broadcast presented by Texaco on WRRF AM 930, Washington.
And that's Washington, North Carolina, of course.
You're cruising into Christmas with 930 WRXJ. Jacksonville, Merry Christmas.
WNZS AM Jacksonville. All sports, all the time. Win.
NBC Radio News. Good morning, I'm Dirk Van. More Americans are looking for jobs.
You're listening to WLVF, Haines City. The time now is 2 o'clock. Stay tuned for news right here on Radio 93.
News on the USA Radio Network, I'm Joel Barnes.
WSLI Jackson, Talk Radio 930.
And both feet in bounds. Exactly, Kenny. He was juggling the ball a little bit, did not have complete possession.
Let's pause for station identification on this, the Cincinnati Bengals Radio Network.
The talk of the town. Rush Limbaugh, Bruce Williams, Marshall Sports, and Reds Baseball on Talk Radio 930. WTKZ, Huntington, Ashland, Ironton.
Back at Mile High Stadium, along with Dave Lapham and Kenny Anderson. This is Ken Brew speaking to you.
WAUR Sandwich Aurora, have a safe and happy Halloween, everybody.
San Antonio's own Cool Gold, KISS AM Carroll Hills, KISS FM San Antonio.
The night was clear.
This is the NBC Radio Network.
That's KBFW in Bellingham, Washington, because I wanted to come back and end on the Los Angeles station at 9:30 on the dial, and here's why.
I love Southern California. I'm from Michigan, and it's an entirely different world.
Everything is here. It's in Southern California.
No other place to live.
It's amazing, and the beaches. It's just the entire ambiance.
I hope you enjoyed that little jingle. Same one used in Adelaide, Australia, as a matter of fact, by a station down there. Because later that same day, KHJ broadcast the following.
And goodbye, KHJ, Los Angeles.
AM 930. This is RKO Radio's KRTH, Los Angeles.
Tim Sargent. There's a
rather startling but sad moment, I think you'd agree. And you know how long those call letters lasted? How long that station management lasted? Not very long. And what happened?
La nueva Radio Alegría 930. Más música, más variedad, menos palabras. KKHJ, Los Ángeles.
Well, let's end on a happier note. One of the stations I recorded in 65 was WIZR in Johnstown, New York, and we had a lousy recording of it, let's face it. Here, let's go out on a high note.
There are two versions of the story involving U.S. forces.
Okay, Fred, that was fun. I have to admit, splitting it up in two parts, it raises hob with all my bookkeeping, but, you know, what are you going to do? What's this?
This is Radio Antilles from Montserrat, West Indies. Broadcasting on 930 kilohertz, 322 meters, medium wave.
Okay. Had to get that last one, 930, in there. It didn't want to be forgotten, I guess. But I'm going to be happy to stay in the present, in the future, Fred, I think. Hey, we got any good IDs on tape of AM stations in your area? You want to trade? My mailing address is John Bowker, B-O-W-K-E-R, P.O. Box 1279, Valparaiso, V-A-L-P-A-R-A-I-S-O. That's in Indiana, and the zip code is 46384. Oh, hey, and thanks to a number of you who helped me find Judy Muller. Yes, she's with ABC News now, even on the tube from time to time.
KTSA Radio San Antonio, covering 74 South Texas counties.
Hi, DXAS fans of the CPC. Unbelievably, we actually have DX tests for the month of April. We start out with WWOL 780, 1263 West Main Street, Forest City, North Carolina, 28043. They'll be conducting a test on Sunday morning, April 5th, 1992, from 0430 to 0500 Eastern Local Time. This test will consist of tones, music, voice, and Morse code IDs. Our thanks to Mr. Julius Blanton, B-L-A-N-T-O-N, Chief Engineer for the test. This test was arranged by the Courtesy Program Committee of the National Radio Club. Next, the next day, on April 6th, WIMS 1420, 685 East, 1675 North, Michigan City, Indiana, 46360, isn't that some kind of an address, will conduct a special DX test between 0300 and 0400 Eastern Local Time. The test will contain Morse code IDs. Our thanks to Robert Schilling, that's S-C-H-I-L-L-I-N-G, chief engineer for the test. This test was arranged by J.D. Stevens for the IRCA Courtesy Program Committee. Last but not least, WCKB 780, Post Office Box 789, Dunn, North Carolina, that's Dunn, D-U-N-N with two N's, 28335, will conduct a DX test from 0530 to 0600 Eastern Time on Tuesday morning, April 7th. This test will consist of test tones and IDs. The test is an extension of their normal first Tuesday frequency check. Our thanks to Mr. Ron Tart, General Manager, for the test, arranged by the Courtesy Program Committee of the National Radio Club. And it looks like till next season, we'll see you then. This is Wayne Heinen for the National Radio Club Courtesy Program Committee.
You're on the bright side, the right side, the uptight side. 1230 WB. Okay!
Brother Bill Hale is taking a siesta in California. This is Fred Vobey sitting in for Bill. And speaking of California, be sure to get his correct address. I guess we have some mail still going down to Texas. If you need to send in a domestic DX digest report, you send it to Bill Hale, and here's the address, 15366 La Paz, LA capital PAZ Avenue, number 110, Victorville, VICTORVILLE, California, 92392. Be sure to put DX catches in the Eastern U.S. and Canada with 24-hour ELT. Your editor, Mr. Bill Hale, reports that on 540 KJQI in Costa Mesa, California, the CP, as in the log, is on. It's U7 with 25,000 watts, 316 critical hours, 21,000. Actually, the night and critical hour patterns are exactly the same, but with the power difference, the FCC is considering it to be three different patterns. Jeff Less up in Toledo, Ohio, reports that on 610 WTBN in Columbus, Ohio, on January 31st, they tuned in for their 1800-hour sports show, which is called Team Talk, and he noticed that they were in stereo. Now, during Easter of 1988, they also tested for a few days in stereo. Now, after nearly 4 years, and even with a bigger slice of their format devoted to news and talk, the question is, why bother? Well, your editor, Mr. Bill Hale, responds, KNX and KFI are talk and news exclusively with some sports and old-time radio shows thrown in, that is on KNX, and they are both in stereo too. Kind of an interesting thing there. Jeff Less also writes that on 850 WRMR in Cleveland, Ohio, on February 7th at 1600 hours, they are no longer in stereo. Back in 1986, when they first started broadcasting in stereo, they promoted it heavy and worked it into their ID often. Well, too bad. With a full music format, it just doesn't make sense, does it? Tom Sanders up in Davison, Michigan reports that 1250 WXOX in Bay City, Michigan is back on as of 2-3 of 92 with a all-live program, some 70s and oldies music. They also have high school sports at night. Also, your editor, Bill Hale, reports that on 1290 KMEN in San Bernardino, California is now all sports with a broadcast coming from the Sports and Entertainment Network a la KVEG in Las Vegas, Nevada. Also, your editor on 1550 reports that KAPL in Apple Valley, California, the CP as listed in the log, is on. However, it's not U4, but U2. The powers are 5 kilowatts day, 500 watts night. The night pattern goes approximately 70 degrees true. You can add their phone number, a area code 619-247-1111. And the change of address is to 13470 Manhasset. That's M-A-N-H-A-S-S-E-T Road, Suite number 1 in Apple Valley, California. It's now time to look at some UNIDs and UNID help. These are stations which National Radio Club members have heard, but they have no clue what station they are. Perhaps you have a clue and can let them know. Bob Guilford of Virginia Beach, Virginia, who DX is on a DX 440, he reports that on 600 he heard a station noted mostly nights with the non-ID as Heaven 600. Do you happen to know what station that might be? Also, Rich Frucho of Willoughby, Ohio, who DXs with a NRD 515 and an LA 36 loop, he reports hearing on 950, a station on February 17th from 0416 to 0510. He was fighting with WWJ and others with continuous CLA music. No IDs or ads or any news. Could this possibly be CFAM? The answer man doesn't have an answer. Russ Edmonds is wondering on 1120. There's an UNID that was heard back on February 6th from 0647 to 0650. Heard over and under KMOX with weather and current temperature of 10. That's several degrees colder than he had at the present time at his QTH. Followed by ads for J.L. Roberts and the Accurate Appliance at either 582-00, then there was a fade, or 528-00 and a fade. He had to work from memory as the car was moving. Hi. Could it be possibly WBIS or wanted WADN? Does anyone know? And the convention kid, Rick Dow in Iowa, says that on 1230, he had an ID on February the 5th at 2008 local time. It was fair with Arkansas basketball at 2008, mention of Razorback Network. Does anyone have a clue on that one? Then on 1240, he heard on February the 5th at 2015, fair with Arkansas basketball, the UNID on 1230, KWAK, possibly. Then moving up the dial to 1340, he had an UNID on February the 5th at 0140. It was fair to good with Q100 IDs and CHR Music Mix. Now, out of his QTH of Des Moines, Iowa, it looped north-northeast and south-southwest. Does anyone have a clue on that one? Gregory Henson of Circleville, Ohio has an interesting one here. On 1390, he had an UNID on February the 17th at 0229. It was a female with Dusty Radio 1390, Sounds of Gospel, and it was a gospel choir, then it seemed to have faded away. He waited until 0247 to see if it would come back, but never did. I think that the announcer said Dusty, but he can't be sure. Who is this? All is not naughty, though, because he logged WFBL, which was new in his log, and he was just sitting there waiting for the comeback anyways. Rick Dow also reports that on 1400, he had an UNID on February the 6th at 0035. It was a top with the wrap-up of Oklahoma Sooners basketball. It was the post-game show. This almost makes him wish that he had someone out there that would send him some network lists from Arkansas and Oklahoma this year. So does anyone know what station that was on 1400? Also, on 2-6 at 0734. He had a weak satellite oldies show on 1400 with a FMID of possibly 105KG. He was thinking that KGBX in Springfield, Missouri, but according to the copy of the FM Atlas, it doesn't match up. Does anyone know what station that is? And that's a look at some of our domestic DX Digest on our brief edition here. Bill Hale will be back with us on the next edition with more good DX stuff.
Who keeps you smiling through the day? WTAC.
I'd like to take this opportunity while we have the time to reply to some of the cards and letters and phone calls that I've received here at the DX Audio Service concerning the National Radio Club and some of the changes. And excuse me if I kind of ad-lib this off the top of my head. In every organization the size of the National Radio Club now, there's bound to be some bumps and falls and some changes. But you shouldn't let that color your perspective of the DX Audio Service. The people that run the DX Audio Service love what they do so much that if for some obscure reason the National Radio Club was to fold the DX Audio Service, there are people out there fully prepared to privately fund it just to keep it going. Also, why would the National Radio Club dissolve the DX Audio Service when they sponsored it in 1985 after every other radio club and organization ignored it? Now that should dispel any of those rumors out there that the National Radio Club is going to fold the DX Audio Service. It just is not so. You also might wonder what my devotion is to the DX Audio Service. Well, let me give you some facts and figures. DX News Magazine has several people putting it together with some monetary assistance for their labor. Debbie and I do all the assembly ourselves from the editor's tapes, which takes as much as 4 8-hour days and sometimes as much as $50 out of our own pocket. And don't forget the considerable wear and tear to our studio machinery. You might ask, why would someone do this and incur the expense? Well, it's simply because this is my hobby, and I get great enjoyment out of bringing these issues to you. I've considered each and every one of you listeners a personal friend, and between my hectic schedule at a network TV station and operating a broadcasting business, I can, and I will, find the time to provide you with a quality production that you can enjoy. Yes, there's been some changes at the National Radio Club, and if you need to ask some specific questions, you can always address a letter to the Board of Directors via the Publication Center up in Mansfield, New York. But let me say once again that the DX Audio Service is here to stay, as far as I'm concerned. With that said and done, let's get on with the fun. The DX Audio Service for April 1965, and if you believe that, I got a house to sell you in Princeton Junction, New Jersey. Let's flip over to side two.